So why? Why does God insist on exclusivity? Does God have some inferiority complex that he's afraid of competition? Is he afraid that if we find another God, we'll find a better deal? Or that we'll find a way that is just better, a shortcut to get to the same place without all the work and toil and trouble? No, friends, that's not the situation. He doesn't demand exclusivity because he's afraid there's a better way. He demands exclusivity out of his mercy. If it were not for God demanding exclusivity, we would be released to our own devices. We would be awash in idolatry. We would be bowing down to idols that cannot hear us. We would be bowing down in groves where we cannot be heard. And when we are in trouble and when we need help, nothing will come. It is God who is saying, worship me and me alone, because when you need help, I am there. When there is something that is wrong, I will comfort. When you're afraid, I will fight your battles. He's not telling them, oh, there's a better way out there, I'm afraid you'll find it. He's saying, no, if you go, you'll find emptiness. Friends, what does the servants of Muhammad find when they look for his tomb? They find Muhammad. What do the servants of Buddha find when they look for his tomb? They find Buddha. What do we find when we look for the tomb of Jesus Christ? We find one that is sitting at the right hand of God right now who is not in that tomb. We find power. Exodus chapter 34 describes this in the most dynamic terms. Exodus 34, verse 12. They're talking to Israel. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest. What he's saying is, you're about to go into a land that is full of idolatry and paganism. Be cautious to not become linked to those people. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break down their images, cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.